need to introduce it. Hello, this is Maureen Knight. I'm sitting in the library at Horsey Manor. I've got Stephen Longhurst here. Today is the 22nd of November 2015, in our 50th anniversary year of Folkies being at Horsey. And I'm interviewing Stephen because this is the first time he's ever been here. Stephen, tell us a bit about yourself and then it's all yours.
Certainly. Hello. I'm Stephen Longhurst. I'm 41, I think, years old. Born August 1974. This is the first time my wife and I have come to Horsey. We've been folk dancing for only a couple of years. She's more experienced than me, having done it in her youth. Her family are very good friends with Pete and Marge Hendy, who are well known on the folk circuit, I believe. And for many years, she didn't do a lot of dancing, and we got together and we led our lives. And then she said, I met somebody at orchestra the other day who recommended we do some contra dancing. And there was a local group near us, John Turner and Hilary Turner, and she persuaded me to go along, and I've never looked back, to be honest. It's a contra weekend here today, over the weekend. We, having been doing it for a couple of years, we've been to the various folk festivals that involve dancing a lot, Eastbourne and Chippenham. We do a lot of dancing at other festivals as well, even though some of them aren't so dance-oriented, like Shrewsbury and the New Forest Folk Festival. There's always Morris and Cayleys and things going on.
Do you do Morris as well?
No, I don't do Morris yet. I know lots of Morris dancers, having met them, and they all say, you'd be a great Morris dancer, but I haven't really had the sort of time or inclination to sort of concentrate quite a lot on that, because I know the Morris dancers I know spend a lot of time doing it, and they're very good at it. And they have a very very long summer regime of dancing in pubs, which sounds great until you realise you're dancing in pubs, not doing too much drinking in pubs.
So this is your very first time here?
First time at Horsey,
yes. How did you feel when you came through the gates?
Tired, to be honest, because we'd driven from Southampton for quite a while, because we avoided Salisbury.
And that's after a day's work.
Yeah, and, well, actually only half a day's work for me, and we had the afternoon off, and it was dark, and it was... We'd actually come over the hill. Jackie had the sat nav, and she goes, "All right, we're going to avoid the main road and go over the hill." And actually, it was quite easy at night because you can see other cars coming miles away. So we winding down the hill past the sleeping sheep, and we arrived at the gates and thought, "This must be it. There isn't much else around that looks like a large hall." Came through, parked up, and met the lady at reception. Oh no, it was a gentleman at reception. And it was all pretty smooth sailing. Got our bags in and up the stairs.
Was it what you were expecting? I don't know what you were expecting.
Don't know what we were expecting either, really. I mean, a fairly sizable house in some grounds. A number of people who we hoped we'd know or at least be familiar with, and it turns out we've met most people before dancing at festivals anyway. The room was a lot bigger than we expected.
Which room do you have?
We're in room 4, which actually has 4 beds in it. Maybe because we came late, it was left to the end, or there was one chosen for us.
No ensuite.
No ensuite, no, but the bathroom and the showers
are, left to the end.
Could be. They're just around the corridor, it's no issue, really. We arrived, got our things away, put in the room, literally 5 minutes before tea, I think, or dinner in the evening. So, yeah, we came and sat down and met someone and said hello.
And have you had a good weekend?
Yes, it's been a fantastic weekend. I was surprised at myself when we first started dancing, because I've never been a kind of a dance or a going out, God, not a going out kind of person, but going out and doing things actively. We like walking and cycling and things with each other, my wife and I, but not in big groups or things. And the dancing turned out to be a lot of fun. I'm a computer programmer by trade, and a lot of people have said music and dance often go with computer programming. The brain kind of works with the patterns and the shapes and all those kind of things, which makes some sense.
Sort of mathematicians.
Mathematicians, computer programmers, yeah. John Turner likes Gary Rudman's dances, and Some of them can be very complicated mathematically.
he is a mathematician.
Yes, he is indeed. Yeah. So continuing to do the dancing, it seems like a no-brainer these days, just to like find events and activities that one can do involving similar people when you can spend most of the time dancing. And it was everyone we've met actually at festivals had said, "You must go to Halsey. Have you been to Halsey yet?" And we were saying, "No, we haven't been there yet." No. And then when the Contra weekend came up, it was a case of must go there.
And this weekend, we didn't say, is the Zesty Contra weekend. And we've got Rodri Davis and Mark Elvins as the callers, and the band Wild Ride. And they've been, what do you think of the band?
Oh, they're great. It's always so much nicer dancing to real live bands. I mean, we do music, recorded music and things occasionally at different clubs and dances. And when everyone's experienced and you know what you're doing, it's fine. But the live band can just sort of do what the group needs, and they can go faster or slower, and they can change the music around. So when everyone's getting in the flow, they'll switch the tempo of the tune or the pitch and just change it to... You can start listening to the music as well as doing the dancing as well.
Puts you into a different place in your head.
Exactly, yeah, it's really good.
It's great.
Okay. Live band, fantastic.
And would you say Halsey was different from other dance experiences you've had?
There probably are subtle differences, yes. We've mainly been to the festivals where the halls are usually larger, although there are places where you can have certain dances in similar size rooms. And to be honest, I don't think the size of the hall is usually a big deal. The number of people that are booked for such places fit the rooms. When you're experienced dancers, you can fit into all sorts of small spaces usually. Jackie and I do Irish set dancing, which evolved to be danced in small spaces. So we're fairly used to small, tight squares. And the dance floor is really good here. I haven't had any trouble with my shoes. I have several pairs of shoes, which I spent lots of money on buying and enjoy wearing, especially for dancing. Sometimes they can be a bit slippy, but this time, no problems here.
Okay.
I was going to see if there's anything else. The experience is interesting when you're so close to other people. At the festivals we've been to, we tend not to camp or stay nearby. We'll go B&Bs or campsites. Often we do campsites where there's it's like a camping and caravanning club site somewhere nearby where we get big showers and car parking space and nice relaxed camping atmosphere. Whereas festival camping can sometimes be a bit sort of cramped.
And full of
people with bells. Yes. So we'll tend to go to a place, do the dancing, watch the folk music and so on, and then go off for the evening for ourselves, and then come back in the morning. Whereas here, we're literally room above the dance floor and the dining hall, and it's actually very relaxing. It's not, you don't have to worry about the timing so much. Right. It's like a case of we get up, go down, have breakfast,
and you know,
dancing, and you know you haven't got to queue up, exactly. You haven't got to go somewhere with a certain time or pick up all your bags and go from one venue to another, you know, one hall or a different hall across somewhere. It's probably, cost-wise, it's more expensive than a festival would be, but it's actually worth the money. It's a weekend away. It's a retreat and a treat for yourself
almost.
Recharge
your batteries for next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Whereas sometimes festivals can feel a little strained in that you kind of think, oh, there's so much going on, so many things to do at the same time that you're running around trying to fit everything in, almost feeling like you need to get your money's worth. Whereas here, everyone's doing the same thing. There's no need to worry about doing one thing or another. Yeah. There's a slight digression where there's a music workshop and then other people can go walking and so on, but it's not like you have to be somewhere that you feel you're missing something else when you're going there.
Have you been out in the grounds at all?
Yes, yeah, I took a walk yesterday afternoon while Jackie was doing the open band rehearsals. And just because it was a lovely day, sun was out, and I walked. I didn't go too far, but I walked around the grounds up to the new development that's been planned and started. Yeah, you mentioned where that was, I saw that. Walked down to the grounds on the other side, walked around the roads for a little bit, saw lots of sheep It's a really peaceful setting, actually.
Don't mention sheep yet. The Golden Garden in June, which was not good.
Oh, did they come and eat it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's terrible. And it's
just how it is here.
Yeah. It's we live in urban Southampton. And actually, we're lucky. It's not a busy or noisy place where we live. But there's things going on. And around here, I walked middle of the afternoon on a Saturday, and I don't think I saw another person. So it's definitely a peaceful place to come.
So all in all, you'd recommend somebody else?
Yeah, I think if you enjoy dancing and you want to not only get better, but enjoy dancing with like-minded people, and dances of different sorts and different types happen all throughout the year, don't they? I mean, we came to the Contra because we're kind of experienced and felt we'd be confident enough to come and do it and not show ourselves up in any way. But there are all sorts of other sorts of dancing. I'm sure we'll probably come back for Irish or English dancing, maybe one day for music weekends
you
as well. Because
you can camp here as well.
Yes. We camping, I mean, getting on a bit now, we've been camping for many years, and I always feel that I'm almost getting too old for it, and then we will kind of do once or twice a year, and I thought, no, maybe this time we'll come and enjoy the hall and have the room nearby.
That's
but
brilliant.
In the future, we'll come camp.
I'm going to say thank you very much now, and you can go back to your dancing.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you so much for that.
Okay.
Okay.